Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's D-Mac, Tyler, and Nick.
James Barilad, the leader of 1043thefan.com, presented by Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. And I do want to get to your opinion of the Nuggets deal, because I know you're a big basketball guy. But the top 20 moments is out at 1043thefan.com, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
What was number one?
Across all four sports, so it's Broncos,
all right,
Rockies,
we should all take a guess. We should all take a guess. Past 20 years.
Number one moment. Well, since you included signing Peyton Manning as number one, that was a moment, right?
Yep, it was. March 20th, 2012.
That's got to be Peyton Manning.
Okay, don't answer it, Nick.
Was it Peyton Manning threw for, what, 55 touchdowns in a single season?
Okay. Honoring Todd Helton with numbers, his family, and a horse, only to lose the game 15-5.
The horse did not make it. I forgot about that one.
Oh,
you've got the right team, though. It was the Rockies, October 1st, 2007, the play-in game against San Diego.
That was unbelievable.
It was amazing. I've been fortunate to be at a lot of cool sporting events and be there live.
I was there, by the way.
Why is that a better moment than winning the Super Bowl?
Well, winning the Super Bowl, I've been around long enough that I'd experienced it before, so it wasn't the first time.
Okay.
Not that the Rockies hadn't been to the playoffs, but just the way it all kind of went down. The fact that they fell behind, and I'm sitting there with people, and I remember telling my wife, Trevor Hoffman, great. Best closer in the history of the game. This thing's over. We might as well go to the car. Right. And sure enough, they come back and get three runs in the 11th or whatever it was. It was just the whole way it played out. Playoff baseball, there's just something unique about it.
All right, but does your list include Denver-related sports teams with events that happened not in Colorado?
I don't understand. I don't get it.
Winning Super Bowl 50.
That was an incredible moment.
Is on there.
But how could winning a play-in game be better than winning Super Bowl 50? But I gave you the signing of Peyton Manning because I knew I cheated. I knew that that was number one on a previous list. So if that was above the Super Bowl, then I figured it just had to be Peyton Manning. That was an incredible moment. I was at that game as well. One of the coolest
things. Tyler, was it better than winning the Super Bowl?
No. No.
It was. Tebow to Demaryius was another one where I was in the stands.
Wait, where is winning the Super Bowl?
It's like fourth. You got the.
What is going on?
Got the silver medal. Signing Peyton Manning was second. That was because it led to so many other moments.
If it was fourth, what's third?
It might have been third. It was on the medal list.
At least the top five.
I've been buried in Nuggets all day.
This list was written
this morning. That's old news for me.
Yeah.
But just being in that building, Tebow to Demaryius was close to it, but the end of October, everything that went into it, actually it was kind of middle of October, but to have that, kind of pay off, they get into the playoffs, you're hugging people that are strangers. It's just one of those just really cool sports moments where you're like, I'm going to remember this forever.
Yeah.
I go to Coors Field now. I can tell you exactly where I sat for that game.
That's awesome.
It just was special.
All right. Look for the whole list at 1043thefan.com.
You're wrong.
The whole list is up there. We go dig in on it. Help us with some insight with the Nuggets here. Good, bad, other? What's your grade? Zach gave it a
B-.
B-. What would you give it?
Incomplete. It doesn't do much for me. And here's the thing.
Can't be incomplete. It came and went, and there was something done. It gets great.
So you're saying incomplete because you're saying next off season something's coming of this.
No, I'm going to give it a C-, because that's now what everybody's spinning it
for. C-.
Yeah. Now this gives them flexibility for next off season. It's continually kicking the can down the road. So Tuesday night when they made the first trade, I wasn't a big fan of it. And all I heard from all these Nuggets apologists and the spin masters was, well, wait, they're not done. They're going to do something else. They got a big move coming. And then when this happens, which was not a big move, getting Jordan McRae, it was, yeah, but this gives them flexibility for the summer. And then when they get to the summer and they don't do anything, it's going to be, yeah, but they got to save money. You know, they got to re-sign Plumlee. They got to pay MPJ at some point. It's just continually kicking the can down the road. This is a team that right now, they're a contender. They could make it to the NBA Finals. It wouldn't shock me. But they're in a Western Conference where the two teams that are ahead of them, they're good, but they're not a super team like the Warriors were in past years. It's a winnable conference. You have a legitimate chance to win a championship. So to me, you either push chips in and go for it or stand pat. What they did, basically they got a first-round pick next year that's going to be 25th. Whoop-de-doo. I'm not excited about it. I'm not going to go down there in game seven and root for future first-round pick.
You justified my take. I was standing here on an island with all these guys, and I'm sitting here saying I feel like Zach was being generous with the B-minus. I just didn't understand. Like, I still don't quite understand. So everybody's talking about this first-rounder like it's so important. Okay, it's not like it's a lottery pick.
Right.
And we had two first-rounders that we traded away to get that first-rounder. I just don't quite understand what's supposed to be exciting.
Well, me either. And I don't think that the guy they got, the main piece they got, Jordan McRae, is better than Malik Beasley. I don't think Gary Harris is better than Malik Beasley right now. Like, if you could have got rid of that contract and made a move, then okay, I would have been fine with that. But, to me, it looks a little bit like, well, we're not going to pay these guys anyway, so let's get them out of sight, out of mind, because there's going to be no time to get attached to the four players that came in, because they're all going to be gone too, whether it's this afternoon with Green or at the end of the season with the other three. I smell a little bit of a rat, and the more you read into it, there's the, hey, if the Nuggets make the NBA Finals, Jokic, Millsap, and I think it's Murray, have bonuses that kick in that would put the Nuggets into a luxury tax. Well, now these moves, they're just under it. It's like, okay, really?
James, I like what they did, because even though it is not a lottery pick, it's pick 25. Who's to say you can't package that with a current player this year? And then knowing that, you know, we saw the Nuggets play well last season. If they push the needle again, as though we anticipate this season, now it makes them more attractive. So now using that pick to acquire someone else during the summer, that changes everything.
It certainly could. I just am not going to hold my breath. I've kind of gotten over the fact of they keep telling me they're going to do something big. You know, right? We went into free agency last year, and Tim Connelly was talking about, hey, these guys are serious about winning. They'll look at Denver.
Well, maybe this is the move.
They didn't. Maybe. But it's the can that keeps getting kicked down the road, and I'm kind of tired of waiting for the big splash.
All right. Well, catch all the analysis, all the controversy at 1043thefan.com. Thank you, James.
Thanks, folks.
If you want a four-pack of VIP golf tickets to the Denver Golf Expo at the Denver Mart, be caller 4 right now, 303-713-1043. The Denver Golf Expo takes place February 7th through the 9th. When we come back, Vic Fangio makes it clear Rich Gangarello was a goner. He was dead man walking. Football at 4 is next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.